In our series, module number 2 is going to talk about the formation of the LLC, all of the steps that we have to go through, the things that we have to consider. We've already decided unquestionably that we want the LLC. Now let's set it up. What we're talking about are the articles of organization for a limited liability company or an LLC. What we're going to do is talk about name availability. Things that you want to consider in choosing a name are, one, is the name available with your state? And you can find that out on the state website. Every state has the ability now to give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down over the internet on the availability of a name. What you're going to do is go to yourstate.gov and start searching for name availability. That's usually what it's called. It's usually under the business department of the state. You're going to type in your name and they're going to come back and say it's available or it's confusing with one of the other LLCs or corporations or limited partnerships that already has a name like that or that exact name in the state. If there's one of those, you can't use that name. You'd better start finding another name. So state availability is one issue. In today's society, another major issue is internet availability. Go to Whois and start looking up, is that name available in any form on the internet? You want the .com in all likelihood. You're probably not going to get the exact name unless it's kind of a weird name. So you're going to have to put a modifier in front of it or a modifier behind it. I would like Phillips Law. That's taken. A long time ago, that was taken by a law firm that happened to have a bunch of Phillipses in it. So I'm going to have to do Lee Phillips Law. That's available. Nobody else has that one. So check on the internet, go to Whois, and you can check for free the name availability on the internet. One of the other considerations that you need to make is the trademark possibilities. Could you trademark this name if you wanted to? You can find out if the name is available for trademarking by going to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. They have the search capability there for you on the internet, and you can figure out if the name is available. That is uspto.gov. You will just click on where it says Trademark Search, put the name in, and it's going to come up and tell you whether that name or that trademark has already been used. There are a number of considerations when you actually get to applying for the trademark. You're probably going to have a patent attorney do that for you. It's going to cost you on the order of $1,000 to $2,000 to actually trademark the name. If the name is available, then you file for the trademark. The trademark has to be non-confusing with anybody else's name. If the name is confusing with somebody else's name that's already been trademarked, then you can't use it. You have to come up with another name. Unfortunately, it's going to take the filing with the Patent and Trademark Office to actually make that decision on your behalf. In your LLC, there are certain words that you can't have. And by the way, all LLC law is controlled by a specific state. But pretty much all states say that you can't have the word bank as part of an LLC. You can't have the word insurance as part of an LLC. An LLC cannot be a nonprofit, so you can't have nonprofit as part of the name on your LLC. So check with your state. What you're going to do is you're going to go to your state website under LLCs and names, and they will give you the words that you can't use in your name. Now, if you're going to have an LLC, it has to somehow designate in the name that you are operating as a limited liability company. Now, you may be a limited liability partnership or a limited liability corporation, but it's still a limited liability company. There is no such thing as a limited liability corporation. It's just a limited liability company taxed as a corporation. So in your name, you're going to have limited liability company spelled out, John Doe Limited Liability Company, or John Doe LLC, or some other designation that signifies to the public that you're operating and you intend to protect yourselves under the LLC, the limited liability company laws. I need to take a little detour here. There is a unique type of LLC, and that is a PLLC, or a professional limited liability company. There are a number of professions, doctors, accountants, lawyers, engineers, architects, psychologists, chiropractors. There are actually a couple of dozen of these professions where you have to establish a professional liability company. Now, the problem is the individual, the engineer, is not protected if he engineers a bridge and the bridge falls down. That's not one of the things that the limited liability company is going to put up an asset protection shield for and protect the individual. The bottom line is these professionals can't protect themselves from the malpractice that they commit. So a lot of chiropractors just operate under a partnership. Why have an LLC, a PLLC, because it doesn't protect me from the liability anyway? Well, it protects you from a lot of other things. It protects you from the client that slips and falls in your lobby. It protects you from the employee that's disgruntled and comes after you and sues you. It protects you from all sorts of things. You need to be operating as an LLC. Never operate as a partnership, even if you are a bunch of professionals working together, and the corporation or the LLC will not protect you against the liability, the personal liability of malpractice committed by yourself or one of the other partners. Still use the LLC because it gives you other asset protection opportunities other than just malpractice, which it doesn't. When you are establishing a professional LLC, you do need to have the word PLLC in the names so that everybody knows that it's a professional limited liability company. And by the way, when you set up a PLLC, only professionals in that practice can be owners of that LLC. I can't have a PLLC and operate my law firm and have a bunch of accountants also tag on along with the lawyers in the firm. It's only the professionals that are in that specific discipline that can be owners of the LLC. You can't have your spouses or your office manager or other people who are not members of the profession be owners of the PLLC. It's not necessarily a asset protection or a tax thing. What it is it's a rule of the profession rather than a legal rule. If I have a non-lawyer as part of my law firm and I pay them the profits from the LLC, then I am fee splitting with a non-lawyer, and that's not good according to the bar, that is the lawyer's union. Once you've decided on a name, you're going to notify the state. You're going to reserve the name. There's a small fee. You can reserve the name for 60, 90 days, whatever it is. Actually, I don't usually bother with reserving the name. I just hurry and file my articles of organization. I set up my LLC using that name. But if for some reason you can't get around to setting up the LLC immediately, you may want to reserve the name, and all states have the ability to let you reserve a name for a period of time. And the fee is usually small, $10, $15, $20.